Blog Talk Radio.
Attention radio listeners, for the next 60 minutes, this station will feature great marketing ideas for you and your business, all from a man named Fred.
Fred, is that you?
Broadcasting live from the famous Fred Mark Virtual Studios, somewhere between Fredericksburg and Fredonia.
Howdy!
This is FredRadio.com.
Welcome to Fred Radio, folks, where we discuss and dissect great marketing ideas for you and your business. My name is Fred Gleek, and I'll be your host for this content-packed hour of great marketing. And to help us with that today, I've got a guest. His name is Burke Allen. Burke is the CEO of leading media and marketing strategy firm Allen Media Strategies. You can see it at www.allenmediastrategiesplural.com. Burke is a longtime on-air talent, broadcast consultant, station owner, and has worked with dozens of the biggest entertainers on the planet. Now he works in the world's media capital, Washington, D.C., a cesspool of political craziness, teaching the folks you see on TV and hear on the radio how to hold their own with the folks like Bill O'Reilly, David Letterman, Sean Hannity, G. Gordon Liddy, and more. If you've ever dreamed of being on the radio or TV and hosting your own show, don't miss this show to find out how. A great first step is to attend the Allen Media Strategies Media Mastery Weekend in-studio training February 26th through the 28th. That's this February 26th through the 28th. And listeners of Fred Radio can receive a $500 discount on tuition by using the promo code PUBLICITY. That's PUBLICITY at www.publicityseminar.com. Do it now. Burke, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for having me on. It's interesting that when you see people on TV, these talking heads that we work with here in Washington, D.C., or you hear folks on the radio, most Americans think that those folks are called into service because of their expertise on a particular subject or a topic. But really, the dirty little secret of the media world is that those folks jockey to get on the radio and to get on TV to help them sell their book, their service, their product. And Americans everywhere can do that exact same thing and really help the business.
Frankly, that doesn't surprise me because sometimes I see people on TV who aren't very good, and frankly, they seem amateurish. Am I confused, or is that the truth?
No, you're exactly right, Fred. And I'll tell you a great example that was in the media recently is the example of Tiger Woods and how he dealt or frankly didn't deal with his infidelity in terms of the media. To date, we still haven't seen Tiger Woods. We've only gotten these statements on his website. And if you juxtapose that with the way David Letterman handled a somewhat similar situation several months ago, Letterman, who obviously had a lot of media training, he's been in TV and radio his entire career, got out in front of the problem. He dealt with it ahead of time, and the fallout was much, much less severe for David Letterman. That had nothing to do with what the action was that either of those guys took. What it really boiled down to was Dave knew how to handle himself in the media and avoided a potentially disastrous career downfall.
Boy, we haven't even seen Tiger come out and say anything about this. Is that the way to handle things, to just hide in your shell, go curl up in a ball?
You know, I don't think so at all. You look at David Letterman, who dealt with it by getting out in front of it, and he had actually had multiple relationships with people on his staff while married, and Dave is also a family guy, has a son. So by knowing what to say and how to say it, and being very contrite on camera, being very genuine on camera, he was able to advance his cause an awful lot more. So with media relations, it's not just about helping to sell your book or your product or service. It also can be very handy when it comes to crisis management.
Now, I know that a lot of our listeners probably aren't in a situation where they have to deal with infidelity, or I certainly hope not, and they aren't celebrities. So what about for the average business owner who is probably listening to this program saying, well, how can all this help me make more money?
Thanks for the question, and it's a good one. When you do whatever it is you do, you become an expert in that subject. Whether you're the guy that owns the corner store that packages up goods at Christmas time, whether you are an author, whether you are a doctor, a lawyer, a mailman, you learn an awful lot about your particular area of expertise. And at some point, that's going to come in handy because the rest of the world's going to want to know what it is you know. And you may think it's the most boring, mundane thing ever, Fred, but the time will come when it's going to be really important to the rest of us. And that's how you sort of begin that entire journey of becoming a media and marketing expert and one of these talking heads you see on TV and radio. You start with what you know.
Well, what do we do? What's our first step? I mean, it's nice to say that sort of in generalities, but give me some specifics if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you want to go down that road, and the reason you want to do it, I think, is to help increase your business, both from a credibility standpoint and also a direct sales standpoint. The first thing I would do is wherever you're listening today, and I know you've got listeners all over the country on the Fred Radio Network, wherever you are, begin to develop relationships with the local media guys and gals in that town, no matter how big, no matter how small. Find out, you know.
Now, those relationships, that's not relationships like Tiger did, right?
A whole different kind of relationship. A business relationship, a relationship where you can reach out to these guys. And whenever there's something that happens in the media that relates to what you know about, you can contact them and say, hey, listen, I'd love to give you a quote, Mr. Newspaper Reporter, for the story that you're going to be doing. Or, I'd love to talk about this on your radio morning show. So, that's the first step, is to begin to develop those relationships. But the second step is to really make sure you don't fall on the sword when you're on TV or radio and you know what to say and how to say it.
Okay, now for the person who's never been on radio or TV, they're going to be a little bit intimidated by this whole process. What can we do to get them to lighten up so that when they appear on the air, whether it be TV or radio, they appear relaxed, comfortable, and knowledgeable?
Fred, somebody told me once that people fear public speaking more than anything else in the world. And, frankly, radio and TV and doing electronic media is similar to public speaking. So there are specific strategies that you can take to get better at it and sort of get past that. And the first one is to get in there and do it. Start small. Don't feel like your very first media interview should be with one of the big guys, a Larry King, a Bill O'Reilly, or a Fred Gleick. You want to start, at the local mom and pop level and get your sea legs. It's kind of like a baseball player that goes through the minor leagues and works their way up to the majors. You learn small where it won't hurt you so much. And there are a ton of opportunities out there, including things like internet radio stations where you can go out and get practice there where there may only be a handful of listeners. So if you stub your toe, it's okay.
How do I find out about where I can go, like that internet radio that you just discussed? How would I find outlets to practice?
Well, Google is your best friend there. And for your listeners, if you have a pen handy, and by all means, if you're driving, don't write and drive at the same time. But if you can jot this, down somehow or commit it to memory, there are thousands of free internet radio shows at a site called blogtalkradio.com. And those are shows that are set up by, Mr. and Mrs. America. And they're on a whole variety of topics. So there's a search function at that website that can tell you. And I guarantee you'll be able to find radio shows, internet radio shows about every subject from gardening to entertainment and everything in between.
So what you're suggesting then, Burke, is they go on these smaller blog talk radio kind of shows and get their cut their teeth there rather than make mistakes in big venues. And thanks for lumping me in with Bill O'Reilly and the gang.
You're welcome. No, I think that's exactly what you want to do. And prepare yourself for every one of these interviews. Especially in radio, there's no harm in having an index card in front of you with the bullet points you want to make sure that you're going to hit when you're on the air, first and foremost, including your website.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm sure if someone's listening and they go, I'd like to do that, and if I get to do that, can I get a copy of my interview, and can I use it? Am I permitted to do so?
You are permitted to ask for it, and in most cases, you are permitted to use it. Certainly nothing stops you from asking for it. And by the way, Fred, just so you know, for your listeners of Fred Radio today, we set something up pretty nice at publicityseminar.com, where we'll actually give them a free internet radio interview. All you have to do is hop on publicityseminar.com and enter your name and email address, and someone from our office will contact you Monday, and we'll give you your very first internet radio interview free just to see how you liked it and to sort of get your sea legs.
Wow, that's a great value. So if you're listening, folks, go to publicityseminar.com, enter your email address, and Burke will get back to you, his group will get back to you, and set you up for an internet radio interview. Great idea.
Absolutely.
What else do we need to know?
You know, Freddie, if you're going to go on TV, on your local television station to promote your product or service or to be a guest expert, you know, for a long time there was talk about what to wear and what not to wear. The general rule of thumb, and we just spoke with a Fox News television producer about this yesterday, is don't wear anything that would distract the viewer from what it is you have to say. You know, loud patterns and flashy outfits for ladies, dangling earrings, anything that would distract people visually.
My old orange corduroy pants from 11th grade wouldn't work if they could see my bottom half, huh?
I think we need to shoot you from the shoulders up if you're going to wear the orange corduroy. And I think you should also leave your dangling earrings off, Fred.
Yeah, I only wear those at home with the heels. But anyway, moving from there, let's talk about when people actually get on camera or get on mic when they're talking about radio here. What are a couple of real quick tips you can give them to be better than they would be immediately?
Absolutely. The number one tip is to match the enthusiasm and energy of the interviewer. You know, when we talk to these radio hosts, and I was a radio host and still am, you know, for years and years, the number one thing they're really looking for is an energetic, enthusiastic guest. They want that actually more than the actual knowledge base. So make sure you give them a lot of energy. And then secondarily, find out what it is they want to talk to you about and do some research before you go on the air so that you can speak to that intelligently.
Hey, when you say match the energy level, so let's say we get somebody who's really laid back and really sort of slow in their delivery, do we try and match that as well?
You know, I have always been of the mindset that you want to play in the sandbox that you're in. So, for example, if you're on a very professorial program, then you don't want to be a Billy Mays type pitchman. Whereas if you're on with Bill O'Reilly, you want to match him toe-to-toe, step-by-step, and get right back in their face.
I think that would make sense because, again, those people who are talking in a certain manner, there's always this feeling that you're more in sync when you're in that same kind of mode, right?
Yep, absolutely. And you always want to remember you're a guest in their house. At the end of the day, you're receiving free media exposure, so you want to be sure that you're treated as such and play in their sandbox.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, there's a lot of information coming at us here from Burke Allen and AllenMediaStrategies.com. I'm Fred Gleick, and this is FredRadio.com. And what I want to do is, after the break, I want to make sure that you have the tools that you can use as a small business person, whether or not you're working alone for yourself or for someone else. I want to make sure that you have all the tools that you need to arm yourself to go into any radio or TV interview. And we'll be back with Burke Allen, myself, Fred Gleick, and I'm your host on Fred Radio right after these messages.
Fred Gleick has to take a short break.
He said short.
More FredRadio.com is coming up. Dissecting and discussing marketing ideas for you and your business.
And just generally goofing around with a microphone.
Fred Gleick and FredRadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. I'm here with Burke Allen. He's an expert on publicity. And Burke, again, thank you for spending the time with me and our listeners.
Pleasure, Fred.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you've seen some real doozies. So one of the things that people are always entertained by is some horror stories, which will lead into my next question, which will be the biggest mistakes that people make. So give me an example of something that happened where someone just blew it.
Well, I can tell you about one of our clients who went in to do a television interview, and one of the things that folks don't realize when they watch TV is quite often the expert, which could be you, any of you listening today, is not always in the same studio as the interviewer. Quite often, you're in a studio by yourself, and there's nothing in there with you except...
They call that a remote, right?
A remote, that's right. Mm-hmm. There's a camera, a cameraman, and you have an earpiece in, an IFB, to listen, and there's generally a TV monitor in there. Well, you don't want to look at the TV monitor, so in other words, if I'm watching Fred Gleick on the TV and he's interviewing me, you don't want to look at the TV, you want to look at the camera. So during the entire interview, this young lady looked at the television set the entire time. There was no way for them to redirect her, and so she looked like she was staring off into space for her entire interview.
Not a good thing. Okay, so that I guess that leads into my question, which is the biggest mistake that people make. Let's take TV as an example. You've used one, which is to look anywhere other than the camera.
Yeah, that's right. You always want to look right into the camera whenever you're doing, especially one of these remote pieces. Another one, and this is pretty obvious, but you want to have a cup of water near you. You know, you see on the late night television talk shows, the Jay Leno's, the Conan O'Brien's, the Jimmy Fallon's, all those guys, there's always a coffee cup there on the desk for them and the guest. And that's not just a prop. That's because quite often folks can get gummed up. So you want to have a liquid there. And here's a little inside trick from an old radio broadcaster. Don't put ice in there because it will actually, for a lot of folks, make their mouth a little more mushy and make it more difficult for them to speak.
Yeah, I've had that experience, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And also, it's probably a good idea to have something under 100 proof in that cup, right?
Depends on the show.
Yeah, there are some shows where you need it, and some hosts where you probably need it as well. Okay, let's go then to some big mistakes that people make when doing radio. Give me some of those.
When doing radio, quite often the interviews are on the telephone, like you and I. You're in the studio. I'm on the telephone for my office here in Washington, D.C. And most folks today, when they do these telephone interviews, most folks have call waiting on their phones. And
yeah.
You know, you want to make sure that you disable your call waiting, and it's different for each telephone system that you have, but then there aren't those uncomfortable clicks and pauses during the interview. You don't want to do those interviews, if at all possible, on a cellular telephone, because what happens with cell phones, they drop out, and they always tend to drop out at the worst possible time. So make sure that you're on a landline telephone. You disable the call waiting. You're not on a cell phone. And also look for a quiet place without a lot of background noise or if you have kids, the little ones don't come in or the dog doesn't start barking, because that background noise distracts from ultimately what you're trying to say.
Boy, those are some great ideas. And by the way, Burke, are these the kinds of things that people will learn at the Media Mastery Weekend? Tell me a little bit more about that.
What a great lead-in. You know, those are some of the basics, and we cover the basics at Media Mastery Weekend. And it's really a fun event, Fred. We do it here in Washington, D.C., because there's more media generated out of the city than any other city in the world. If you walk right down from the Capitol, a few blocks from the Capitol, every country has their news network right here. So there's just a ton of media that happens, and we use that opportunity to teach folks first and foremost how to get these free interviews no matter what it is you do for a living, and then secondarily we put folks right inside the studio and put them through the paces and do these interviews. We have a national television personality that comes in to interview folks on the TV. We have national radio personalities that do the radio piece. We have a photographer there to make sure you've got a good headshot that you can share with people.
These are not just simulated radio hosts and television hosts. These are real people, right?
That's exactly right. And we actually, you know, we'll put you in the studio and on camera, and then afterwards we give you that tough love. We show you, you know, what you did wrong. And this is the kind of media training, by the way, Fred, that the Fortune 500 executives get, and we do have some of those folks that come through this training, but we make it affordable for everyone because you never know when you're going to need it. You never know when that camera is going to turn on you. As happened to me early in my career as a radio guy, I had an opportunity to do TV and had no idea how to do it or what to do, and actually caught my thumb on fire on national television, which is a whole different story.
Delightful. I hope we have tape on that. We're getting pretty close to the end of the segment, but I'm holding Burke over for the full hour. Burke Allen, Allen Media Strategies, the website, publicityseminar.com. I'm Fred Gleick, and this is Fred Radio. We'll be back after the break with more from Burke. Thanks for listening.
Now, the FredRadio.com Idea of the Week. Brought to you by FredInfoBootCamp.com. Never meek, sort of a freak.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Fred Gleick is back on FredRadio.com.
Fred Gleick, back with you and back with Burke Allen as well. And before I get into some more questions with Burke, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. If you want to ask Burke any questions at all about how to do media interviews, either TV or radio. Burke, I was thinking during the break, you know, you have a tendency, lucky for everyone listening and myself, to give it all away. I get the feeling like you're not holding anything back. Now, when people who are business owners or have something to sell themselves, get in front of the media. They're trying usually to sell something, either themselves or their services. And what I see them doing is trying to hold something back so that people will buy. Does that strategy make sense? Why or why not?
Fred, yeah, it's a huge mistake to try to hold things back in the media. You want to be giving of yourself. You want to try to help people solve a problem. Remember, that's their, in many cases, their first exposure to you or your business or your brand. And so it's all about getting comfortable with that other person on the other end of the TV screen or the other end of the radio. And the more you are able to give, the more likely they're going to be to come in and visit your website or call your office or want to do business with you. It's really like a first date, and you have to treat folks just like they are your first date and be as warm and personable as you possibly can.
Yeah, I imagine the people either watching or listening, if you're a guest on media, will be a little bit suspicious if you try and hold back and make it look like, well, if you buy my book, then you get all this. That's going to hurt, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Several years ago, there was a big scandal here in Washington, D.C. that made national news. There was a...
No,
an
old,
can you believe it? Well, there was one of those, I think, this morning already. It's a daily thing. Your listeners may remember Congressman Gary Condit, who had an intern here in Washington, Chandra Levy, and Chandra Levy disappeared, and tragically was found dead in Rock Creek Park several months later. There was this you know, you do remember that. There was a horrible scandal around the congressman because he had an affair with his intern, and he very much seemed to be covering things up. He didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to talk to the media. And I remember very distinctly him sitting down with Connie Chung for the interview, and he just said, you know, I have no comment on that, and he would look down and look away, and he came across as if the guy was very, very guilty. Well, earlier this year, they actually found the guy that murdered Chandra Levy. It wasn't the congressman, but it, you know, destroyed his career forever because he was holding back. He didn't get out in front of it and say what you know. The other thing, Fred, is you have a limited window of time with media interviews, with TV and radio. And if you're doing, as a lot of our clients have, the Today Show or Good Morning America or David Letterman Show, you're going to have 3 to 5 minutes. You got to get in there and make your points very concisely.
So now, is this something that we can learn at the publicity seminars, how to sort of soundbite our message and make sure that we're most effective in that short amount of time?
Absolutely. That's a great term you use, soundbite, your message. And by the way, on our website, publicityseminar.com, you can find out more about this event. But the really cool thing that we've set up for Fred Radio listeners, if you're listening to this right now and you think, you know, I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to be one of those talking heads on TV or a guest on a radio show, and I really think it could help my business, but I don't have a big advertising budget to go on TV or radio, we're giving away a free radio interview on the website. And all you have to do is send us your email address and your name, and we'll set you up with a free radio interview that you can use as a podcast to help promote yourself. So visit publicityseminar.com and at least get that free interview. Doesn't cost anything. There's no obligation. So do that now.
That's a tremendous value. If you're listening, I really encourage you to do that, because I'll tell you, one of the best ways, people pay for advertising, paid advertising all the time on radio and TV, and business owners spend a lot of money and a lot of their hard-earned cash when they could be getting a lot of publicity and a lot of coverage for free. So I encourage everybody here not only to visit FredRadio.com for more about Burke and other guests on the show, but also to go to PublicitySeminar.com and sign up for that free interview. I'm holding Burke over for the full hour. Again, folks, we will be with you shortly after these messages. Fred Gleek here.
Now, the FredRadio.com Idea of the Week. Brought to you by FredInfoBootCamp.com. If you think marketing is a roller coaster, let Fred Gleek be your safety restraint. FredRadio.com.
Fred Gleek back here on Fred Radio, and make sure to visit FredRadio.com to pick up a lot of great free information. Lots of stuff worth literally hundreds of dollars for you there at FredRadio.com if you just sign up. I'm back with Burke Allen. Burke, here's what I want to do in this segment. I'd like to have you walk me through a sort of a mini media session, if you would, as if I were getting coached by you at one of these events. So what's the first thing we do?
Geez, Fred, you want me to be a miracle worker and teach you how to do a radio show? Come on.
Oh, well, of course. That's what I want. I need help myself, so I'm going to you, the expert.
All right, absolutely. Well, the first thing that we would work on with you is we would ask you, you know, what it is that you know a lot about. What are you good at? What is your background?
Right, and for me that would be marketing and all marketing-related topics. More specifically, I guess, internet and information marketing. Those are the things I know the most about.
All right, fantastic. So then the very next thing we would do is show you how to look online using search engines like Google and Bing to find interesting angles that have to do with the internet or internet marketing or internet-related stories or marketing-related stories, because to get these media interviews, you don't necessarily have to be an expert on a particular topic. Remember, lots of these news organizations are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're scrambling, looking for experts. They want to have you in the Rolodex. So let's say, for example, with internet marketing, you do a Google search on internet marketing and you go to the news section and you see what comes up in the news section. And the first thing that comes up in the news section today is a story about Facebook updates getting very intimate. And it's an article that's headlined, "Show Me Yours and I'll Show You Mine." So perhaps there would be an opportunity for you to get a media interview about Facebook marketing and whether or not it's civil, whether or not it's logical, whether or not it's appropriate to market in certain ways on Facebook.
Okay, so how do I do it? I've seen that article. It relates to my topic, which is internet marketing. I know it has to do with Facebook and Show Me Yours, Show Me Mine. Sounds like an interesting concept, by the way. But if we have that in front of us, what do I do then? Where do I take that? Who do I go to?
Absolutely. So the next step is to target list your media outlets. Who are you going to go after? Who's likely to talk about that subject? And since we're on the radio today, let's start with radio. Is that okay?
That'd be perfect.
All right. So we start with radio, and you go to your particular city, wherever that city is that you happen to live. Now, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm listening to you on Money 1260 here in Washington, D.C. today. But you can go to a website, and I'll give your listeners that website now. If they can jot this down, it's absolutely free. It's radio-locator.com. That's
radio-locator.com. Good.
Mm-hmm. And you go there and you type in your city that you live in, and it will give you, or any city for that matter, it will give you every AM and every FM radio station in that market. And then you go through, and by the way, it also lists what format the radio station is. So for an internet marketing angle, you probably aren't going to want to go necessarily to a country
cooking
music radio station or a cooking radio show. You'll want to target it in. For Facebook, you might want to talk to one of the stations that target young people in your market, or a news and talk radio station in the marketplace, or as many of your Fred radio affiliates are, a business radio station. So you look at the format, and then there's a link there that clicks right to that radio station. You can go to that radio station's website, and that is where you can find all the contact information to get to that radio station, email addresses and phone numbers. Then you develop your pitch and you go after them.
Okay, well, let me take you from there then. So now I go to the radio station I think will match what the topic is.
Mm-hmm.
I take a look and I see all these contacts. Who is it that I want to contact at that station? What's the name of that person? What's their title? How do I know who to go after?
Well, that's an excellent question. You start with the host of the show, and you look for primarily the local host of that local show. If we want to go forward with starting small and making sure that you get your sea legs, and if you want to help your local business. So you start with the local host of the show and go to their page on the radio station website, and quite often there you'll see if there are any lists of their support personnel. And in most radio stations, there's someone called a producer, and you want to talk to that producer. You have a producer for Fred Radio at your studios there in New York. And so you find that person, and that is your initial point of contact. In some smaller towns, smaller radio stations, the on-air host actually acts as the producer. So that's the person you want to target in, if you can find him, is the producer. And then do we have time for me to tell you sort of what that pitch looks like whenever you reach
out? Absolutely. That's what I want to do. Yeah, we got another 3 or 4 minutes left.
All right, very good. So then how do you get to them? Because, these folks do occasionally receive a pitch pitches, what you want to do is talk to them specifically about what it is that you do, and you can start off with an email and follow up with a phone call, but you reach out to them and say, hey, listen, I've got a great idea for a segment on your show. I'd like to talk about Facebook and internet marketing because, and this is the key phrase, because a lot of your listeners would be interested, because their whole goal in radio and television, of course, is to generate as many listeners or viewers as possible. So you bring them content that their audience would be interested in, not that you, Fred, are interested in, but that the audience is interested in.
Now, let's say that I get their voicemail. Can I leave that same pitch on the voicemail, or should I wait to get them in person before, or on the phone one-on-one before I make that pitch?
You know, there are two schools of thought there. If you do leave a message, make sure it's a short message. Don't eat up all their voicemail time with a 3 or 4 minute pitch. Just a very brief message with your contact information and why you're calling, and then try to call them back, because you're always going to do better with a one-on-one telephone conversation with someone.
Now, chances are my hit ratio is going to be fairly low, right? So should a lot of people, I think, get disappointed when they try to make that contact and the person says, no, I don't think you're right for that. What do we do then?
You know, you're absolutely right. And that's why, and to use radio again as an example, because we're on Fred Radio today, that's why you've got this whole nationwide network of over 12,000 radio stations out there. So there's a lot of places you can look in your community, in neighboring communities, wherever it makes sense for your business. And by the way, when you do those in other cities, you know, and through modern technology, of course, you're out on the West Coast today. Your studio's in New York. I'm in Washington, D.C. You can do these interviews from your home, in your bathrobe if you want, from anywhere on the telephone.
It's funny you mentioned that. I'm in my bathrobe. We're getting bumping up close to a break here, Burke, but one of the things I want people to do is, if you found this interesting thus far, take a look at publicityseminar.com for more information and to get your free interview on radio. Just sign up. Again, this is Fred Gleick. We're on Fred Radio, and we'll be right back with Burke Allen.
Fred Gleick has to take a short break.
He said short.
More FredRadio.com is coming up. Now. More Fred for your head. FredRadio.com's Fred Gleick.
Fred Gleick back here with you on Fred Radio at FredRadio.com. For all your questions and regarding guests, make sure and visit FredRadio.com and find some great free information there as well. I've got Burke Allen here for the remaining 2 or 3 minutes of the show. Burke, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to tell people, and again, I'm so impressed with the information and how it can help basically any listener whatsoever, regardless of the field they're in, to really improve their chances with the media. I'd like you to really give me sort of a summation argument, if you will, for why they should attend this event in D.C. and tell us when it is.
These big words like summation, I don't know, you're going to have to define that for me, Fred.
Yeah, I'll dumb it down for you later.
Thanks. Well, hey, you're right. Anyone can get this free media exposure on TV or radio, also in print. We've helped people from all walks of life do this, from real estate folks to plumbers to gardeners. Everyone can take advantage of this free media exposure. February 26th, 27th, and 28th, we're going to be in Washington, D.C., teaching people how to get the free media exposure for themselves and their business, and also showing them the nuts and bolts of what to do when you're on TV, what to do when you're on the radio. And the website with all the information is publicityseminar.com, publicityseminar.com. But the number one thing, Fred, folks should do is go to that website and sign up for a free interview, and we'll even send you the audio podcast free. There's no obligation. This gives you the opportunity to have this free interview that you can use for your media and marketing efforts. Doesn't cost anything, and you'll have the opportunity to see whether this is right for you.
Okay, well, one of our listeners in Peoria, let's say, is saying to themselves, well, why would I need that interview that you're giving away for free? Why is that so important?
Well, the free interview can be used by you to show other media outlets, yes, I can do this. I have the ability to go on your radio show or on your TV show to promote myself and promote my business. So it's like an enhanced audio resume that doesn't cost you anything. And, you know, quite often folks pay lots of money to get these things done as part of their demo.
Boy, I'll tell you, folks, I know from experience that having a guest on who is savvy and knowledgeable like Burke makes my job infinitely easier. So what you're telling me is the folks who are any of our listeners who take advantage of this free offer to get this free interview are going to be in a position to show the people in the media that they can really do a great job and make the host's job easier as well, right?
You're exactly right, and it doesn't cost anything. We're happy to do it as a free gift to all the Fred Radio listeners. And, Fred, I just want to say how proud I am of you and your radio show, and thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Hey, folks, again, if you want more about Burke and anything about this particular topic, his website for that event is publicityseminar.com. My radio show website is fredradio.com, and I encourage you to go there and visit as well, because we have links to all kinds of other things, as well as a lot of great information and free. I've got five of my most popular ebooks for free there at worth, you know, over $100. So I'd like you all to visit there. My gosh, it's been a real pleasure to have Burke Allen from AllenMediaStrategies.com on my show today. Burke, I want to thank you personally and say I look forward to seeing you in Washington with some of my listeners as well. Folks, until next week, Fred Gleick here at Fred Radio saying goodbye for now.
Fred Gleick's Fred Radio is a presentation of FredRadio.com. Executive producer is Burke Allen for Allen Media Strategy. Copywriter and chief foot massager is Sabrina Brick. Geek support provided by Stanley Dumanic. Want to find out more about Fred Gleick? I know, I do. Contact Fred at FredRadio.com. That's FredRadio.com. That concludes this test of the FredRadio.com emergency activation system.